You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Steve Scherr. Today in the state capitol, lawmakers will hold the first of two public hearings on competing gun initiatives. One would require background checks on gun sales. That's Initiative 594. The other is Initiative 591. It would effectively ban background checks. State Representative Lori Jenkins is a Democrat from Tacoma. She chairs the House Judiciary Committee that will hold hearings today. Lawmakers failed to pass background checks for gun buyers last year. I asked her what's different about this year.
Well, I mean, I think this year we have two initiatives that are on the ballot. I'm not sure that the likelihood of either of them moving out of the House is all that great. But, you know, we've had, you know, over 300,000 people sign each of those initiatives. They're initiatives to the legislature. And I think out of respect for the people who've signed those, who want a conversation about them, it's important that the legislature hear them and consider them.
Lori Jenkins, Initiative 591 is half a page, and one section two, it is unlawful for any government agency to require background checks on the recipient of a firearm unless a uniform national standard is required. 594 is, what is that, about 18 pages. But the crux of it, this measure would extend criminal and public safety background checks to all gun sales or transfers. Background checks would not be required for gifts between immediate family members or for antiques. But how do you get a one-pager and an 18-pager? What's the difference here?
Well, I mean, I think it's always a little bit more complicated to amend current law. It frequently is. Than it is just to, you know, launch a new law. It's interesting, actually, 591, there are some kind of serious questions about what is this uniform national standard. It's unclear whether or not one exists.
I think that was their point, wasn't it? Wasn't that their point?
Right, so it'll be interesting to see if there's any legal testimony today on whether or not that initiative would actually do away with any background checks whatsoever in Washington State. So it'll, you know, I'll be interested to see that. But, you know, part of it is Initiative 594 is attempting to be a nuanced approach, making sure that we have background checks. So it doesn't matter if you buy your firearm at Fred Meyer or Cabela's or Big Five, or you go to a gun show and buy it, or you go to a private seller and buy it. All 594 is trying to make sure that there are background checks for all of those, but at the same time, using a nuanced approach where if it's a family transfer or something like that, you're not doing it. So again, when you try to be nuanced, it creates a longer bill.
Now, the debate on guns is so hotly contested. Do you have any doubts that this can be a constructive public forum today?
In the end, I've always believed that Washington voters and Washington residents are the people who have the most constructive conversations about these things. We've had a fair number of controversial things, both in Olympia and on the ballot in the last few years. And while they have been hard and emotional, I think what we've seen is that our electorate is respectful and responsible in their dialogue, and I would hope that we will see that today.
Do you expect that voters are going to be asked to decide this issue?
I do. I mean, I can't say for sure, but I just don't kind of, as I look, I don't see that anything has changed enough between last year and this year that either of these initiatives would move off of both the House and the Senate floors. So I think it's likely that this is going to end up in a vote of the people. I mean, I think it is interesting, like when you look at, not that they're the same things, but when you look at the marijuana initiative of last year, probably much more polarized in the legislature than it was amongst the voting public, right? So I'm not sure that what happens down here is always the thing that represents what's happening out in the rest of the world.
That's State Representative Lori Jenkins. She's a Democrat representing Tacoma. Republican State Senator Mike Padden represents Spokane Valley. He chairs the Senate Law and Justice Committee. His committee holds hearing tomorrow on Initiatives 591 and 594. I asked him what he hopes the hearings will bring to the debate over background checks.
Well, I think it gives a chance for legislators to ask questions about each of these initiatives. And for better or worse, the initiative process is something that originates with the people. It doesn't go through the normal vetting process that bills in front of the legislature go. Not that the legislature always gets them right. A lot of times they get them wrong. But there is more of a process where more people look at things. So this will, I'm sure, be able to bring out concerns probably that maybe legislators have with both initiatives and parts of the initiatives they may like. But at least we'll explain some of these are, you know, fairly complicated. There's a lot of ramifications, and it's not quite as simple as either side will say just with the slogans they have.
You're going to have gun owners, you're going to have gun control advocates, you're going to have former Representative Gabby Giffords showing up in Olympia, weighing in on their stories. I'm curious about your own personal experience with guns.
Well, I was in the Army, and I guess that was my first experience with guns. I have, in other legislation, pretty strongly supported individuals' gun rights. You know, that's been my position. That's really the feeling of the constituents in the district that I represent, you know. But my wife is probably has more experience with guns than I do in my case.
Why does your wife have more experience?
Well, she's just taken an interest in it, and she likes to go out and shoot and at the gun club. And that's been an interest of hers, more so than me.
I see. You're a former district court judge as well, Mike Padden. What do you take from that experience to this debate?
Well, I think one thing that helps is it does help me to be even-handed in running the committee. And I know from my experience as a judge, there's two sides to most every question, and so we want to give both sides an opportunity to be heard.
That's State Senator Mike Padden. He told me he also expects these initiatives to end up before the voters. We also heard that from State Representative Lori Jenkins. Lawmakers in Olympia are holding public hearings today and tomorrow on two bills relating to background checks for gun sales in the state of Washington. Initiative 594 would pass background checks for gun buyers. Initiative 591 would essentially ban background checks. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Steve Scherer.